Welcome to the One Wyoming Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Thorburn. You can check out all of my coverage of the Cowboys and Cowgirls at gowyo.com. We have two great guests this week. Logan Wilson, former Wyoming linebacker, now retired NFL linebacker. We'll talk to Logan about his camp coming up this Saturday in Laramie. And Riker Holtzen, great senior on Wyoming's track team, headed to his second consecutive NCAA championships in Eugene in the steeplechase. We will also talk to Riker. And here we go with Logan Wilson.
All right. As promised, we are joined on the One Wyoming Podcast by Logan Wilson, former Wyoming and now former NFL linebacker. Logan, thanks for taking some time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Logan, I guess my first question is, how difficult of a decision, or maybe easy, I don't know, but was it for you to step away from the NFL at such a young age?
I've realized for a long time the wear and tear that the game has on your body, and I've always had a different perspective that there's a lot more to life than football. And it's been something that's probably, you know, I think the 2024 season when I had my knee scoped and cleaned out because I had some cartilage wear and tear, is kind of when it initially started creeping in my head about when I wanted to be done playing, because I wanted to be healthy post-football. And so it's probably been on my mind for a little while that was what I wanted to end up doing. And then the whirlwind of last year was just kind of, icing on the cake and kind of led us to that decision to make. And, I'm very at peace with the decision and in a good spot.
What do you think you'll miss most about playing the game of football?
I think just being around people from so many different walks of life, coming from different backgrounds and different reasons as to why they play, and all that stuff that kind of goes into it. And the brotherhood, I think, is the thing that I'll miss the most. It's just part of it.
You had a great 6-year run, obviously playing at a high level, middle linebacker in the NFL. A very small percentage of football players get to do that. When you look back mm-hmm. to your time at Wyoming, how do you think that prepared you to succeed once you got up there?
Yeah, I mean, I think I wouldn't be having this conversation with you if it wasn't for everything that happened at Wyoming. You know, I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. And, getting recruited there to thinking I was playing safety, to getting moved to linebacker, to putting on 50 pounds, like all that stuff. Wyoming is the reason, you know, that I made it as far as I did. And very appreciative for my time there, no doubt.
I probably know the answer to this, and it's probably has something to do with 2021. But you tell me, when you look back at your NFL career, what's your favorite memory, do you think?
Favorite memory of my NFL career?
Yeah.
Definitely the Super Bowl run we had, because guys can play their whole career and never even make the playoffs, let alone have the opportunity to play in a Super Bowl. So that'll forever be one of the best moments. It just could have been a little bit better if we had won it.
So I understand you're going to be living back on the Front Range. And obviously we're going to talk about you returning to Laramie this weekend, but how is life right now? How is adjusting to whatever's next for you, and hopefully hitting the ball straight on the golf course or whatever your hobbies are?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely need to get my golf game in check. That's for sure. But I'm in the process of kind of training and transitioning to High Rocks, which is like a new, big new thing in the fitness industry right now. And so transitioning to training for that to give me something to do and still kind of tackle that competitive itch, if you say. And so looking forward to that, and just honestly spending more time with friends and family, and being more present versus, like I always got to see my friends and family when they come to visit, but I didn't really get to spend a ton of time when I was playing. And so just having that time has been really nice so far, and being able to be a more present father and husband has been good as well.
So this Saturday, the Logan Wilson Youth Football Camp in Laramie. And obviously, Logan, you're going to be working with, you know, some of the 2026 Wyoming Cowboys. What does it mean to you to have that connection and have be on the field at the war with the current players helping young kids out?
I think it's great that they're going to be helping out and willing to take time out of their Saturdays during the summer of training to come and help us at the camp, because the kids might look up to me, but all of those local kids look up to them just as well. And so it's very important for them to be in their community like they are going to be.
Now, the last time you're on the podcast, obviously we talked about the Brooks Joshua Anderson Foundation and how near and dear that is to your heart. And that's one of the proceeds. That's one of the ways that it helps out. And also the Cathedral Home of Laramie, and also the UW Business School and UW Athletics. What do you think about giving back? And I know you're really good about that, but that has to be kind of a big part of your continued journey, even in retirement.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think it's important to continue to do that, especially where I came from, where I was raised, and just always trying to do things the right way and showing people how to do those things. And so it's always been important to be able to give back, and look forward to, continuing to do so for the years to come.
How much fun is it going to be to be, on the field coaching, I guess? And is that something you might be interested down the road?
The highest level I would ever coach is high school. I have no desire to coach at college or NFL level. I just think that it's so time consuming and rarely see your family, and I've done enough of that, with my playing career, so I'd rather just coach high school where I can go coach from 3 to 6 p.m. on the evening instead of being gone all day every day.
Another thing that's changed, Wyoming will open up the season at Colorado State. And, just what's your excitement level
Yeah.
for Jay Sauvel? Because I know he feels like he's in a really good place right now, entering the
Yeah.
season.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited to watch them, and now that I'm closer, I want to try and attend that game because I'm looking forward to them starting off the season on the right foot. That'd be a good win to start off.
All right. Well, Logan, well, thanks again. Again, this Saturday, Logan Wilson's camp in Laramie, and I believe June 20th, your hometown of Casper. You're doing another one up there. Always great to talk to you, Logan. And we wish you well in retirement and hope to see you, at the war as often as possible.
Yeah, thanks guys. Really appreciate it.
All right. As promised, I'm joined by Riker Holtzen, Wyoming track and field. Riker, senior year, and you're going to the NCAA championships once again in Eugene, Oregon, finishing your career on an outstanding note. What are your emotions right now as you head west?
I'm riding high. Makes me really thankful to be a part of this program and to wear the brown and gold. And the amazing people that I have around me here. So yeah, just feeling really blessed to be here and to get to go back. Feeling good.
So you are the 3,000-meter Mountain West champion in the steeplechase, and over your 4-year career, great stat, never finished below second in conference in this event. Let's start at the beginning. How did you get into this event? It's such a unique thing, and not a lot of high schools do it, but was it at Wyoming where you learned to do this?
When Dauber was recruiting me here, I played basketball through high school, and he had good luck taking kids with more of an athletic background and giving them a go. And so my sophomore year had gotten some miles under my legs, and I was more fit. And he was like, "Let's give this a try." And it took one time to kind of figure it out, but yeah, it's been a good event for me since then.
Yeah, for those who haven't watched it or just are slightly unfamiliar with it, it's a distance race, but you also have to jump over barriers and through water, and there can be chaos involved. How have you been so consistent, do you think, this season in an event that's unpredictable like that?
I just try and put myself at the front. It's a lot cleaner up there. If you're in the pack, it gets wild sometimes. Trying to put myself at the front. It's also just an event I have a lot of confidence in, so I'm not afraid to go and put myself out there. And yeah, I don't know. I've had good luck so far. It might be nothing but just luck.
As we know, qualifying for the NCAA championships in any event is very tough, and you need good luck physically and, with times and what other people in the country are doing. So you went down to Fayetteville, Arkansas for the NCAA West Regional, and you were in the third heat. Talk about how this process works, because you won that heat. to punch your ticket to Eugene, but there's other ways to get in, times and so forth. But you had a strategy and kind of knew you needed to win that.
Yeah, so the way it works is there's three heats. There's three automatic qualifiers, and that's just off placing in your heat. And then the three next best times get through as well, so 12 get taken total. Being in the third heat, there's an advantage because we get to walk out on the track. You know, you get to look at the big jumbotron, see what the other guys have run in the times. And usually the third heat will take the time qualifiers because we'll just run faster than what every other heat's ran. But the first two heats, they ran quick. And so we walked out there, and I think everybody in my heat was a little shocked. And it kind of set in that we might not take time qualifiers. And then into the race, we just went out slow. The first K was pretty slow. And I knew there was going to be a big move made, but I knew we weren't going to take a time qualifier. So I knew I just had to put myself in the top three. I stayed pretty calm and collected and got through and got into that last lap and knew I could win it. So a big cue. You can't be mad at that.
Training in Laramie at 72:20, obviously, you know, we've had snow this month. We had a tornado warning as we're taping this. What does that say about your training and your maybe a confidence booster to go down to the South and win a heat in the NCAA regionals, you know, in the heat?
Yeah, that's good. I mean, obviously going down in elevation always, like, you feel so good, drowning in air. But we've been doing heat acclimation, and so kind of in preparation for that, we did it last year at Texas, again at Arkansas, and we're even doing it for Oregon now, just to kind of prepare myself for those warmer races that, you know, we may not be so used to up here.
And having gone to Eugene last year for the NCAA championships and getting that experience, how much does that help you, and how much just knowing what you didn't know last year change maybe your strategy and confidence level going into this?
I think a ton. I think I'm going into it with some experience, some knowledge that maybe some guys don't have. And I remember last year in that race, a really big move being made, and I just really struggled to match that. And I feel like something this year through training and even in races that I've seen, I've been able to match that and been able to make that pickup. So I think I know that will happen going forward, and I'm ready for it.
I mentioned you're a senior. Did you March last month? Did you graduate?
I mean, I did graduate, but we were in Fresno at conference, right. So I wasn't there. But yeah, I guess.
And what was your degree in at UW?
Agricultural business.
So you've graduated. You mentioned you're from Idaho, so you're going to have good support in Eugene. It's not that far away. And it's your last race. What's your mindset going into, I guess, the semifinals on June 10th, and obviously hoping to make the finals and do something magical?
I want to do well. I want to do well, you know, for me, I want to do well for this program, for this school. I'm really proud of my time here, really proud of this school. And, I guess I just want to put on for all of that, you know?
Had the pleasure of working in Oregon and covering a lot of, Olympic trials and things at Old Hayward Field and the new one. And the new one is spectacular. Obviously, the old one had great atmosphere and history. Can you kind of describe what it's like to compete for a national championship in track in Tracktown, USA?
It's awesome. Yeah, it feels like it's just the culture there. I don't know. It's so cool going to a town where, like, running is the cool thing, I guess. It's not something that I think we experience all that often. And so, yeah, it's just everywhere there, and everyone loves it. And obviously being at Nationals and at Hayward is cool, having the stands filled, a lot of people there, really good energy, yeah.
You mentioned, your career here. Obviously, Jacob White and you are at the top of the record books in a lot of events. Jacob had a great career. He didn't quite make it to Eugene, but what do you two want to be remembered as your careers wind down together here?
I suppose it's it was nice to do well, and it was great to do it with him. He's the best runner I've ever known. You know, he's amazing. But I don't know. I think we're both just happy, like, maybe not being remembered in any way, but just pushing this program in the right direction. You know, like, we hope that we leave a mark here that you know, brings other recruits. They see that, like, we can be there, that we're names that can be seen at the national stage. And so I hope that it just, like, pushes this program in the right direction.
Well, Riker, it's been fun watching you compete at UW, and good luck in Eugene.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Our thanks to Logan Wilson and Riker Holtzen for joining the One Wyoming podcast. Make sure you subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll talk to you soon.